This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show. And today's show is special. We'd like you to meet four Starcade champions. First, here's Tim Rubin. Here's Mary Catanzaro. Here's John Payer. Here's Rhonda Yap. Those are our four champions, and now here's our host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
Okay, Kevin, thank you very much. Hi, welcome to one of those special days in Starcade when we find out who is the champion among champions. We have with us four Starcaders who have already played and won on previous Starcade shows. They're back to compete against each other, and one of them will win this RB5X programmable robot. Well, Starcaders, good to have you back. Now, before the show, we matched you up at random to see who would be the opponents on today's two matches. The winners of each match will go on to play each other for the championship. So, Kevin, will you please tell us who the first two players are?
Our first two players today are Tim and Rhonda.
Okay. That means Mary and John, you can go off stage if you will, please. We'll be back with you in a little while to play the second match. We'll see you guys later. And Rhonda and Tim, you're our first two players, so shake hands and get ready to play Starcade. Over to the podiums, if you will. And while they're getting set, I'll tell the home audience that each of our players has had a chance to choose one of today's games. And now Kevin will tell us the games they've chosen.
Jeff, our first game was picked by Mary. It's Zookeeper, a chase for the animals. The next one was picked by Tim. It's Tax Scan, a great squadron on a mission. Next, John's game, it's Mario Brothers, a race through the pipes. And Ron's game is Gyrus, a spacey run for home. And Motor Race USA, a low-riding cruise from coast to coast. And that's the one that I picked to see just how good these Starcaders are. Jeff?
Okay, Kevin, sounds like good five games on today's show. And as Kevin told us, Rhonda, you chose Gyrus, and Tim, you chose Tax Scan. Obviously, those are the games you like to play at some point today, but you also had a chance to play the other games on today's show. So I'll tell you what we'll do. We're gonna get to the name of the game board and find out who's going to play what game. So if you'll put your hands on your buzzers and get set, take a look at the name of the game board and name this game. Yes, Tim.
Asteroids?
Asteroids. Right you are. Asteroids is the game. That means, Tim, you have the advantage, and you will pick the first game we're going to play.
I'll take Mario Brothers.
Mario Brothers. That's the game we'll play, and Kevin will tell us about that. Kev?
It's a me, a Mario. It's a my name, and it's a my game. It's a Mario Brothers. You see, it works this way. We got pests in the pipes. I clean them out, jumping up to knock them on their backs. Then I run and kick them off. And three times I can punch the POW button and get them all at once. It's a Mario Brothers.
Well, Tim, Tax Scan was the game you picked for the Invitational. Why did you choose Mario Brothers to play first?
I wanted to save Tax Scan for last. Maybe I can...
In case you needed it for the robot, huh?
That's right.
All right, we'll see if that strategy works. You have 30 seconds. Get ready, get set, play. Okay, here we go. Can you get him? Whoops. Gotta pick one of them up if you can. Good, you got him. 10 seconds. There you go. $1,650. That's a slippery game there. Okay, Tim, head on back, and here comes Rhonda. Okay, Rhonda, Tim had a little bit of trouble with the Mario Brothers. We hope that you do well. 30 seconds to go. You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Get ready, get set, play. Oops, look out. There you go. Can you pick him up? Whoa, no, gotcha. 15 seconds. Get him if you can. Good, you got him. 20 points. Well, Mario Brothers may not have been anybody's game. We'll be back in a minute and see who gets to choose the next game on the Starrcade Invitational. Please stay with us.
Some of the Starrcade staff stays at the beautiful Pacific Plaza Hotel, a small Grand Lux hotel in the European tradition, one block from Union Square in San Francisco. The Starrcade audience travels by way of Trailways bus lines. No bus, plane, or train gets you there cheaper than Trailways. Go Big Red, go Trailways. The runner-up finalist on today's Starrcade Invitational will receive ColecoVision, the home video arcade system with effects just like in the arcade. Your vision is our vision, ColecoVision from Coleco. And for the grand prize winner, RB5X, the intelligent robot. It's the perfect multi-purpose programmable home appliance. It learns from its experiences, moves under its own power, it can talk and even fetch the paper. Available from RB Robot Corporation, Golden, Colorado. And now back to Starrcade with Jeff Edwards.
Okay, Kevin. Tim, refresh my memory. What happened to you last time you were on Starrcade?
Well, I won the game, and I had a chance to win the robot last time I was on. But I didn't.
Didn't? No. Well, you may have another chance again today. We'll find out. Rhonda, how about you? What happened with you?
Well, I had a chance to win the video, but I was supposed to reach a certain amount of points, and I didn't even come close.
You didn't even come close? Oh, too bad. Well, we wish you better luck today. Sounds like you say. All right. There's still one more game to be played, and the total points scored of both games will determine who goes on to play for the championship. So if you're both ready, get your hands on the buzzers, and we'll look at the name of the game board. What is this game? Tim.
Burger Time.
No, sorry. That's Food Fight. Yeah, there's a chef there. Looks like a chef, but that's Food Fight. So, Rhonda, that means you have the advantage now. And then you get to pick the game we're going to play. What's it going to be?
Tax Scan.
Tax Scan is a game. Okay, that's interesting because it's Tim's game. We'll see what happens. Kevin?
You're the fleet commander of the Tax Scan Squadron on a mission in deep space to search out and destroy the evil Galactic Empire. Lead the squadron on dodging and swerving to avoid incoming fire while you score hits with lasers and missiles. You're on an awesome journey roaring through an unfriendly galaxy in Tax Scan.
Well, Rhonda, you picked a game that Tim is good at, so we'll see what happens. You're all set to go?
Yep.
You have 30 seconds. Ready? Get set. Play. Looks like Rhonda's pretty good at this, too. 20 seconds. Well, a good 8 seconds. $9,400. Way to go, Rhonda. Nicely played. Okay, Rhonda heads back. Here comes Tim. Come on, Tim. Well, now, this is your game. This is one you picked. You're going to be embarrassed if you don't beat her, aren't you?
Yeah, it's very embarrassing.
Okay, Tim, turn around. Good luck to you. 30 seconds to go. Ready? Get set. Play. Great. 10,800. Nicely played, Tim. You head on back. Now, we're going to total up all the scores from both games. You both had a chance to play both games, and we'll see which one of you goes on to the final competition at the end of the show. So, Tim, as we take a look at your score and Rhonda, we find out that Tim has a total of 12,450, and Rhonda, you ended up with 10,220. Tim, you're the one. That means Tim will have a chance to play the winner of our other match for the fabulous RB5X robot. And Rhonda, I have to say goodbye to you. Been nice meeting you.
That's
but
me.
You don't go away empty-handed because Kevin has a nice gift for you. Kevin?
It's a collector's library of records from the company that brings all the great recordings together in this grand collection. From the country sounds to the top 40 hits. They're all together from KTEL, the music leader.
Okay. And Tim, congratulations to you. We'll be back with you in just a little bit. But right now, we're going to take a break, and we'll meet our next two champions right after these words.
And now, our next two players on the Starrcade Invitational, John Payer and Mary Catanzaro. And here's Jeff Edwards.
Thanks, Kevin. Hi, Mary and John. Nice to see you guys again. John, remind me, what happened to you when you played Starrcade last?
I played Gyrus and I won Wacko.
Oh, you won Wacko. Yeah. Good. That's terrific. And what about you, Mary?
I played Puyen and I didn't get the video game.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe you get a robot today. We're going to find out. Now, Mary, your game is a zookeeper. And John, even though you won with Gyrus last time, your game is Mario Brothers. Yeah. Well, both of these games can still be played because in these special shows, our champions can play any game of their choice, even if it's already been played earlier in the show. So the choice is yours. So let's find out what the first game is going to be. We'll do that with the name of the game board. Take a look at the board and name this game. Mary.
Rescue.
Yes, you're right. So what are we going to play, Mary?
I think we'll play Zookeeper.
Zookeeper, yeah. That's your game, and Kevin will tell us about it.
I am the zookeeper, and I do my best to keep the animals from wandering the streets. It's not an easy job to rebuild the cage because they are hungry, and they keep chomping away at it. And the only thing that can help is the net once they've escaped. And until that net appears, I can only run and jump over the animals to get points. It's not an easy job being a zookeeper, but somebody's got to do it.
Okay, Kevin, this is Mary's favorite game, and we'll see how you do. Mary, you all set to go?
I'm ready.
Okie doke. 30 seconds. Ready? Get set. Play. Here we go. Seconds. Bonus is coming up. $2,220, Gary. Not too happy with that?
Not really.
Well, let's see if John can do any better. Come on, John. John? Okay, it's her game. The score, game is Zookeeper. You have 30 seconds, John. You all set to go?
Yeah, it's not my best, but I'll try.
All right, we'd like to see you try. Ready? Get set. Go. And here goes John. The bonuses. Okay, about 10 more seconds. $2,170, John. Okay, head on back there. John and Mary playing Zookeeper. Now, there's still one more game to be played in this round, as you know. The total high score in both games goes on to the finals to play for the grand prize. So you get your hands on your buzzers, and here's the next game to name. Name this game. John.
Turbo.
Turbo it is. Okay. This time you get to pick the game we're going to play. What's it going to be?
Gyrus.
Gyrus. You surprised me, John. We'll find out from Kevin how to play Gyrus.
Houston, this is Gyrus. Black and cold, and I long only for Earth. I alone face the forces of the evil Idioclan Empire. I alone dodge and fire, destroying those I can as I soar homeward from the outer edges of the universe in the spaceship Gyrus.
John, you fooled me. I thought you'd pick Mario Brothers. How come you picked Gyrus?
Well, it was good luck for me last time, so maybe it'll hold out this time.
All right, we'll see if it does. You'll have 30 seconds. You ready? Get set. Play. Good shooting. Okay, you have another one coming up here. Lost a little bit of time, not too much. 10 seconds. $5,500, John. Okay, only lost one fighter. Come on, Mary. Well, Mary, you got something to shoot for here. You all set to go?
I'm ready.
You have 30 seconds also. Get ready. Get set. Play. Seconds, doing fine. Oh no, same thing happened to John. You get another 10 seconds. Good luck. Here you go. $2,150, Mary. Not too great, but we'll see what happens when we total up all the scores. And that's what we're going to do right now to find out who's going to have a chance to play for the robot. So, John and Mary, if you're all set. Here we go. John, you have a total of 7,670. Mary, you have 4,370. John, you're going to have a chance to play Tim for that wonderful robot. And Mary, thank you so much. I have to say goodbye to you, but it's been nice knowing you. And Kevin has something for you for being here today. Kev?
It's the BeamScope 2. It doubles the size of your TV screen and makes playing video games twice as much fun. Exceptional color, installs without tools, and it's affordably priced. From BeamScope International Marketing Services Incorporated.
Good. Have a lot of fun with that, Mary. And John, we'll find out who's number one between you and Tim right after these words.
Some of our contestants and some members of the studio audience will receive Trigger Elite, the high-performance joystick from Electra Concepts with select sensitivity settings, rapid-fire bar, 5-year guarantee, and more. Your video system's complete with Trigger Elite. And Electronic Fun with Computers and Games. It's the magazine of the computer age. Fun to read, witty, and informative. It's the ultimate magazine for gamers and computer users of all ages.
And now, it's time to find out who's number one on today's Starcade Invitational. We started with four players. Only two of them remain, and here they are now. John Payer and Tim Rubin. Each of them has eliminated an opponent and earned the right to play the final round for the championship. And here to do it all is Jeff Edwards.
Okay, Kev. Well, John and Tim, we're down to it now. I wish you both good luck. We only have one game left unplayed, and that's Motor Race USA, so that's the game we're going to play. But I need to know who's going to play it first. You flipped a coin during the commercial, did you?
Yeah.
What happened?
I won the toss.
So what's going to happen?
I'm going to go first.
You're going to go first, all right? Motor Race is the game you'll play. This time, we're going to give you 60 seconds, a full minute, to show us what you can do. If you guys are both set, then Kevin will tell us about Motor Race, and we'll go over and get ready to play the game.
You're a biker, just cruising along, not bothering nobody. On the road from L.A. to New York, and you can get real satisfaction from jumping rivers, using narrow bridges and paths, and doing wheelies. But don't get too carried away. You need that gas on the road, and you can get into a lot of trouble if you don't watch out. You picked Motor Race USA. That makes you a low-riding biker.
So, Tim, if you're set, you have 60 seconds, a full minute to race your motorcycle. Ready to go?
Oh, sure am.
Here we are. Ready? Get set. Play. And here goes Tim. They fake you out. Okay, here you go again. Oh, no. Just some time left, about 10 seconds. $4,500. Tim. Okay, Tim. We're going to let John come in there. $4,500 is the score you have to beat in 60 seconds. A robot is at stake. John, if you're set.
Yeah, I'm set.
Here we go. Motor race. Get ready. Get set. Play. And here goes John. Caught in the same place Tim got caught. About 45 seconds left. Plenty of time, 30 seconds. And you beat the score. You got yourself $5,000. You quit right now. You got yourself a robot. Congratulations to you, John. Tim, nice play. You have the ColecoVision, both of you champions. We're going to go now. Thanks to you out there. We'll be back with another exciting Starcade. Until then, this is Jeff Edwards saying, hope all your troubles get set. Bye-bye. Nice going, John.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/Starcade.
Edwards Wardrobe, furnished by the Tailored Man of San Francisco. Some of the Starcade set furnished by RCA. This is Kevin McMahon speaking. Starcade is a JM production.